question this afternoon has to do with the general concept of how we might better contact that still small voice within us. Each of us has various types of topics or catalysts that we're working with, whether they be control and surrender, or being and doing, or any of the many catalysts that we can run into in an incarnation. And it would be helpful if, from time to time, when we're in a state of confusion about which way to go in our balance with any of these catalysts, to be able to hear some sort of direction from that still small voice that seems to be there for that very purpose. And for one reason or another, we seem to have covered it over with other voices and maybe even have ignored it. So, Quo, if you could today give us a little information about what we might do to reestablish that contact with that small voice inside, we would like to hear whatever you've got to say.
Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We are those known to you as the principal Kuo. As always, we are most grateful to you for calling us to your circle of seeking this day, to allow us to share our opinions is a great service to us, and we most heartily thank each of you for the opportunity to share in your meditation and in the process of seeking the truth. We too seek that which is truth, and we too continue to seek for that which is truth. We find is that which ever recedes before us as we approach it. So there seems no end to the seeking or to the knowing in love. For we find that this mystery and all metaphysical mysteries come at last to that by which we know no other better name than love itself. As always, we ask each of you to take what thoughts may aid you in your own seeking, and please leave the rest behind, for we are not infallible, but simply those upon the same path as you, filled with the same hope. It is a pleasure to be here through this instrument, and we just thank you for this opportunity. Your query concerns how to know what your greater self knows. And so we would begin to answer this question by commenting upon the true size of the individual soul or spirit. when entities upon your world gaze at each other, they see a curtain of flesh which covers that which cannot be limited by time or space. It is the normal reaction to gazing in the mirror to see the self looking back. And indeed, for the duration of your present incarnative experience, that image, for all outward intents and purposes, is you. However, that which dwells within, that habitation of bone and flesh, is an entity of such power and strength that one of the ways of expressing the self in densities to come will be to participate in being a star. The strength and power which is you is an infinite quality. We do not limit you to even the most extravagant measure of power. For each of you recapitulates that great original thought of love, which created all that there is. Your roots lie in eternity. Your hopes for this incarnation lie in focusing that power and strength by disciplines of the personality learned under the conditions which you now enjoy. Now let us gaze at these conditions. Why would an infinite quality, knowing itself as a soul, leave the full awareness of self to adopt a personality shell and a physical body, and a process of forgetting all that we know? Why would any of us seek to draw the veil over all the information that gives us a full awareness of the self? Gaze in mind about you, about your environment, the home, the workplace, the meeting place, the stores, all of the environments into which you walk, with which you interact. All of these environments place each of you cheek and jowl beside a great many different, equally powerful entities. Likewise, dwelling in human form, likewise unaware of their true power, and likewise seeking in each his own way to find the just right place in time and in space, each for himself. This process of unknowing, of forgetting, is something that those experiencing the full self gaze at as though it were a summer camp full of the most enjoyable and interesting activities. For when you are your greater self, and not within one or another incarnation, you become aware of all of those little strings and tatters, little imperfections, little places of weakness that you perceive in the fabric of your very vibration. And you look at those things upon which you yearn to make progress. And you are aware that the fastest, most efficient place for sharpening and honing those skills of discipline of the personality are found in the deep illusion of third density incarnation. This is in addition to the desire to serve that has brought each of you to this planet at this time. You also wished to aid your own progress upon your spiritual path. And this, your earth world, is by far the most skilled teacher. And if each student can find the way towards her own center, this experience shall indeed yield for you all that you hope. For the most part, this illusion works upon you not in spite of the veiling process, but because of it. It works because it throws you continually into confusion. It works because it causes you continual frustration. It works because it knocks you from your center and sends you spinning. You, as a higher self, wanted this spinning, wanted this aggravation, wanted the frustrations of not knowing. And why? Because only in the ignorance of unknowing, can a person choose to operate solely by faith? All the wisdom that the mind seeks pales before the wisdom of simple faith. All the ways of gaining what you have called control, good as they might be, pale before the efficiency and efficacy of the employment of faith. Once one is aware that one is a being apparently limited, but with great resources which lie beyond space and time, that seeker can choose much more consciously and much more on a daily basis to make use of the various catalysts that cause confusion, and to see these experiences as positive opportunities to exercise faith. The exercise of faith is simply that willingness to believe and to act upon the belief that there is a plan that is in effect and that cannot fail, and that plan will constitute a destiny that is a safe passage regardless of the many twists and turns that always occur. It is not that one must have faith in a destiny that is absolute, for that is not the way the world of spirit works. The lessons that each came here to work on are not lessons to be learned literally. They do not constitute specific wisdoms. Rather, they are lessons of the nature of, perhaps we might say, a seminar upon one issue or another. The issues are always about love. Some must work more on how to love. Others must work more on how to accept love. Some must work on how to love without possessing. Others must work upon loving with commitment and possession. But always these lessons are a theme. If you do not choose to go one way and get the lesson there, that lesson will simply follow you along the other path that you have chosen. One path might give you a more easily understood or more rewarding example of a way to learn this lesson than another. But always, we ask you to keep in mind that you cannot make a serious mistake. The reasons that you are here will follow you faithfully, and you shall have ample opportunity to work upon that personality that you experience as yourself. The goal here is not to be full of the self. Rather, the goal is to be familiar enough with the self that you exhibit at this point of space and time, that you become transparent to that infinite love which flows through you, which brings you the energy to live, and which flows through you to the world as undiluted, infinite love. You are seeking not to consolidate as much as to know the self. It is not that you wish to push this self around. Rather, you simply must learn that essence of self that is most truly you. Once you have come into a relationship with that self that is most deeply you, you are in a position to open to infinite energy and to allow yourself to be a channel for that energy. And thus each can become that light upon the hill that the one known as Jesus spoke of. The bushel that you are hiding your light under at this point to some extent is that consolidated sense of self that is opaque to love and to the changes that spirit always brings. For spirit grows constantly. Love moves without end. Its very nature is a flowing and a vibration. There is nothing static about that great original logos that is love. When that solid self is most confused, and when you seek to find the way that is for you, we might suggest that your first activity might be to affirm that you live in utter faith that there is a way for you that is prepared. You do not know what it is, but you can ask in meditation and in prayer for that awareness to come to you. Now, where is this awareness coming from if all are one? You may conceive yourself to have within the subconscious mind all that there is. The top of the subconscious mind is full of distortion. But as the roots of mind move downward into the cultural mind, the national mind, the racial mind, the mind that is earth, as you move down through these levels of awareness to the very roots of the archetypical mind, you come upon purer and clearer and more lucid conceptions and awarenesses of that unspeakable truth that expresses itself as emotion. And so in meditation, what you are doing is moving down into that subconscious mind, opening up that conscious mind by not using it, allowing the self to sink down, down, down into those roots where the information is clearer because it has no words. That still, small voice is truly silent. It is a rare entity which hears a voice that says, do this, do that. What you shall hear is nothing. But for the one who waits in faith in the tabernacle shared with love itself, there shall come a feeling of peace. It shall be either the peace that knows this is what I shall do and can point the finger just there and knows its place and is content. Or it may come with that peace that says, I shall cooperate with whatever happens, because I know that what is mine will come to me. Both of these awarenesses are emotional feelings, and both of these awarenesses contain great personal truth. We encourage each of you who seeks to know the next step, the next way, to move into meditation, seeking that next step, asking humbly to become aware of that which is destiny for it. We encourage each to allow time to pass. Sometimes there is an immediate apprehension, an immediate peace, and it only takes a few seconds to become aware of the next step. At other times, one must invoke faith and patience again and again. These times of waiting, though difficult, are as the time of fertilizing and working the ground. And if you are waiting, wait happily, we encourage each. For in this waiting, much is taking place. The ground is being prepared. Faith is not something that you may buy or something that you may work towards. Faith is something that comes to you after you take the leap into empty space. Once you are falling, you feel that emotional parachute, and you know what faith truly is. But you must jump first. This instrument is encouraging us to move ahead, as we have a tendency to give you too many words. And so we shall, at this time, transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We thank this instrument and leave it in love and in light. We are those of Cool.
I am Kual, and greet each again, in love and in light, through this instrument. At this time, it is our privilege to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which those present may have for us. At this time, may we ask if there is another query to which we may speak. I am Kual, and am aware of your query, my sister. We are aware of entities who are able to express the quality of faith as a gift, shall we say, of the incarnation, for each entity has many gifts. And for those who are blessed with the gift of faith, both the expression of the faith without jumping and the expression of the desire to jump and to know faith more closely is more easily accomplished. We know of no way to gain faith other than to become vulnerable to your incarnation and to your destiny within the incarnation. For as you face the uncertainty of this or that catalyst at various times during your life pattern, it will come to you that the only road to travel with any confidence is that road that has faith as its milestone and marker along the way. Is there a further query, my sister?
I just see a fine line there between the symbolism that you use of jumping. It just reminds me of it. One of the temptations that was offered to Jesus when he was asked to jump to prove that he can do it of a height, and he said, "I shall not be tempted." So when do we know when it's a temptation to fall, to jump, and when do we know when it's an act of faith?
I am Kual. and am aware of your query, my sister. This is the central question of this a meeting, for it has been asked of us when and how to know that still small voice. And it is this voice that we could suggest one listen to in order to know those times when it is appropriate to jump and those times when it is appropriate to wait. Thus, in all situations in which there is doubt, it is our recommendation that one practice meditation. Meditate upon the action or inaction for as long as it is necessary for you to hear that voice and to feel the impulse in one direction or the other. As we stated previously, it may happen in a moment. It may take a great deal of time. And while this process is going on, again we counsel faith that the process itself and the action itself and the entire incarnation will unfold as each should. For this is not a universe in which chance plays a significant part. It may seem so for many, but in the overall scheme, if one could look with far-seeing eyes outside the incarnation, one would see that there is the hand of the Creator in each event, that indeed not even a small sparrow falls to the ground without the knowledge of the Creator. Thus, meditate, my sister. Meditate and have faith and go forth confidently. Is there another query, my sister? I am Kuo, and we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time? I am Kuo, and am aware of your query, my brother. We can only counsel that you surrender to your destiny as this instrument has heard it said frequently. And by this we mean that you must, as all warriors of consciousness, go forth into your daily round of activities and experience that which is yours to experience. In some instances, you will feel that you can become more of what you call vulnerable. In other instances, you will feel the need to withdraw to some degree behind a certain safe construct or wall, shall we say. As you move through your daily round of activities, experiencing and experimenting with each possibility, you will find that some feel more fulfilling than do others. And you will find this balance yourself. You must learn to trust yourself, your inner impulses, this small voice of which we have been speaking, until it speaks with you as often and as clearly as your best friend, for indeed it is such. And as you seek to hear this voice and await the words, await the feeling, await the intuition, it will become more easily accomplished. And you will indeed be apprised of the situation by this best friend, this small voice that is still within, where peace resides at the heart of your being. Is there a further query, my brother? I am Kuo, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time? I am Kuo, and we would ask if there might be a final query to which we may speak before we leave this circle of working. I am Kuo. And as it appears that we have squeezed the last query from the tube of queries, utilizing this instrument's imagery, we shall again thank each for allowing us to join this circle of seeking. We are most honored to be able to speak with you those thoughts and opinions which we have found helpful in our own journey of seeking. At this time, we shall take our leave of this instrument, leaving each as always in the love and in the ineffable light of the one infinite Creator. We are known to you as those of Kuo. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
Yes, we let the energy that we gathered in this circle go back to its source. Let's put in that light the names of those for whom we wish healing. Scott, Ethel, Anne, Judy, Spider Rainbow, Kirkley family, Devine family, Flaherty family. Judy's brother. Get out of peace of the world.
I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.